A.G. Paxton to President Biden, if you cannot bring yourselves to enforce the law, get out of the way so Texas can. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton recently made through a press release sent to Texas Border Business, a bold statement directed at President Biden, urging him to either enforce immigration laws or step aside and allow Texas to take control. This statement came after Paxton received an overwhelming letter of support from a coalition of attorneys general from over 25 states. Below you will find an image with the states colored in blue to represent the state's attorney generals which have signed the letter. This coalition, which includes high-ranking officials such as the Arizona Senate President and the Arizona House Speaker, has commended Texas for its commitment to border security and its right to self-defense. In a recent address, Attorney General Paxton expressed gratitude towards his counterparts from various states for their backing. He emphasized that Texas has been compelled to take action due to what he perceives as the Biden administration's encouragement of illegal immigration at crisis levels. Paxton characterized the situation as an invasion, and stated that the Biden administration's reluctance to adhere to federal statutory law is a significant threat to the United States. Under the leadership of Governor Greg Abbott and Attorney General Paxton, Texas has been actively working to secure the border and safeguard the nation. Paxton has been at the forefront of a legal battle against the Biden administration, challenging what he sees as repeated violations of federal law. He has also stood firm against demands from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which has issued cease and desist requests asking Texas to surrender Shelby Park and reopen certain points of entry, which Paxton alleges are illegal. The letter from the Coalition of Attorneys General addressed to President Biden and DHS Secretary Mayorkas underscores the need for federal law enforcement and border protection. It also cautions against any attempts to nationalize control of the Texas National Guard without legal authority, a suggestion that has recently been floated. The letter concludes with a direct message to the president. If he is unable or unwilling to enforce immigration laws, he should allow Texas to take the lead in managing its border security. See letter below. AG's letter supporting Abbott and Paxton.